Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
And now for something completely different.
This is fantastic. Sunny skies. A light breeze. No meat sacks.
Seabot, hey! Get back in the house!
I'm doing science.
I told you that you could come upstairs to help with sandwiches. You got to play with knives. Isn't that enough?
Is anybody bleeding?
No.
Then it wasn't enough.
Are you flying a kite? You're not supposed to be outside. Look, I promised the neighbors after that incident with your binoculars. She said she wouldn't press charges as long as you stayed inside.
I wasn't peeping in on her. Just her sweet, sweet data. You should see the way her router works a string of code. I'd like to.
That's enough. What are you doing anyway?
I'll tell you when I'm done. Get me a sandwich.
You don't eat food.
I just need something with meat that can conduct electricity. I don't have time to explain the science.
What science? What the hell are you doing?
Weather stuff. Ball lightning. Proving whether the earth is flat or not. What could I answer that would make you go away? I just need meat so the seagulls will bring Kyle back. The balloon, I mean.
Why did I just get a text that says, Cheese Muffin's altitude limits reached? Shutdown imminent.
Weird.
Did you tie Kyle to a weather balloon?
Who's asking?
Get him down now.
That's why I need the sandwich. The ham feeds the hamsters on the turn wheel in my chassis. They start running and the balloon reels in. When the balloon has descended into breathable atmosphere, you put the hamsters on the balloon cable, but wrap them in ham first. Fun fact, did you know that's why they're called hamsters? They used to wrap themselves in pork flesh to prepare for battle. Anyway, the ham will attract the seagulls that are tethered to the balloon for stabilization. They'll fly closer and...
You drunk on bot booze again?
Can we really say again if I haven't stopped drinking since the last time you asked?
Get him down now! We just had a serious incident with his programming and I need to fix him.
Does every misunderstood genius scientist have to endure this? Fine, we'll do it your way. But those birds are going to be pissed when they get here and there's no ham.
Get out of here! Get! Get! Dude, he's covered in ice crystals.
I know the answer now. I've seen it. Once and for all, the mystery of our planet explained. The round Earth, flat Earth debate is over. I can definitively say the Earth is.
Hey, Brent! What in the birdemic is happening out here? Is that Kyle? How did...
No time for talking! Throw some ham!
Ugh, give me that plate. Aha!
Kyle was just saying...
I left him in the basement chained to a table. How did he get up here?
Science.
So I'm the only one who cares that the reptilian threat has returned.
We'll take Kyle apart after we record and get this all figured out. No worries. I need to know exactly where you were when you found him.
I was tracking that signal like I told you about, through Belarus, across the mountains, and I ended up in this mystical place. Do you remember that shop at the beginning of Gremlins with all the artifacts and ancient stuff in it?
Yeah.
Well, this one was like that, but shinier and full of other stuff like chocolate and alcohol and books and cologne and, well, bad cologne.
Like a duty-free shop?
Oh, you've heard of it. We should do an episode about it.
Everyone's heard of it. They're in every airport. Anyway, where was he?
Well, there was all these bottles of vodka, and this lady behind the counter, the one who looked like Whoopi Goldberg, she looked at me and told me I looked thirsty. She said she'd give me a drink from a bottle if I could answer her riddles three.
Riddles three.
This is how quests work, Brent. They talk like that. We were alone in the mystical shop.
The airport.
Shh. As she leaned in close and said, "It can't be seen, can't be felt, can't be heard, and can't be smelt. It lies behind stars and under hills and empty holes it fills. It comes first and follows after, ends life and kills laughter. What is it?"
One of Brent's farts.
No! Listen, I had to think hard. I could tell this would be a deadly game of cat and mouse to ultimately...
The dark. It's the dark, right?
Well, yes, fine. It was the dark. I got it on the third guess.
What were your first two guesses?
Well, now I don't want to say.
So you answered the riddle and she gave you Kyle?
Oh, no. She just gave me a sampler pack of vodka. Kyle was in the men's bathroom hiding behind a toilet. I got him into my backpack and brought him back.
You pulled him out of a toilet? That's where poop goes.
Well, no, he wasn't inside the... It doesn't matter. I got him back.
Whoa, look at these lines in a source code. That pinging you talked about, how it led you to him, it's still happening. But it's not. It's not coming from him. It's like there's another data stream piggybacking on Kyle's code.
Play Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Not now, Alexa. No way we can afford those rights.
Dude, I think your Alexa is haunted.
I can only handle one broken robot at a time. Look at this. The code wasn't trying to lead you to Kyle. It's a signal that's trying to lead us to something else.
Like what?
I don't know, but we're going to find out. Lisa?
What?
I need you to do the podcast.
I'm in the middle of something.
Is that chainmail?
Maybe. Ren Faire's coming up.
We just need you to record an intro to the next episode. Pick one from the archives. We're going to go out and do some stuff.
Why is Kyle torn apart?
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
You tore him apart?
Maybe I did. But someone's going to pay for it.
Why are you talking like an 80s action hero? You're not going off on another crazy adventure that ends up with a bunch of dead bodies and chaos again, are you?
I knew you'd understand.
You'll tell me the truth about what happened in Nevada one of these days.
We saved the world.
Yeah. Epic battle. Killed a bunch of enemy soldiers. Sure.
We totally did. It was great.
Then where are all the dead bodies? And nothing on the news?
Easy. I had Stacia, the supercomputer, open up a portal in space-time and push them all inside. The bodies were pretty mangled. She was supposed to dump them over the ocean, but she miscalculated the date and coordinates and, well, let's just say I know the truth about the Kentucky meat shower.
Fine. Don't tell me the truth. I'll just rerun the Hollow Earth episode. You know, hollow, like the promise that you're gonna tell me the truth about Nevada.
We really did!
You're probably going to the bar. I get it. Choose a beer run with John and your robot over the woman that you love.
We'll be back in time for dinner. Is Kyle back online?
You didn't have to bolt him to my chest.
It's the only way to keep his signal active and keep him contained. Besides, look how cute it looks! Like you have a little baby carrier on!
If we're going to cosplay The Hangover, we should attach him to the ugly bearded guy in the van.
Hey!
Everyone knows I'm the Bradley Cooper of this outfit.
You wish.
In 500 feet, exit right onto Highway 294. This is a toll road.
I didn't even know Alexa made a map program.
It's a beta thing. They just emailed me about it. It's really accurate. Like, I never hit red lights anymore, no speed traps. The FastPass thing on the freeway doesn't see me. Super convenient.
Have you ever thought that maybe you're relying on Alexa just a little too much?
Too much Alexa? Is that even possible?
The wave of the future, man.
Did you hear that?
Probably just a rock from that truck ahead.
Shit! Is someone shooting at us?
Not someone. Something. Look in your mirror.
Are those attack drones?
I thought you made friends with them back at Area 52.
Hello, boys. Thanks for getting out of the house. It's so much easier to locate Kyle's signal.
Leave us alone, you reptilian bitch!
This is a one-way transmission, so I can't hear anything you're saying. We just want what's in your robot's head. It's all we've ever wanted. We're trying to help you fix your planet. Now just pull over and...
Never! You can have C-Bot over my dead body.
That's fine.
I thought she couldn't hear us.
I can't hear you. I bet you're so mad right now.
The only way you get their dead bodies is after I kill them.
That's not reassuring.
We'd rather not end this in flames and wreckage. Just pull over.
Keep driving. She's doing something to the drones so I can't communicate with them. I can get us out of this. Buy me some time.
Fine. We'll do this the hard way.
Drive faster.
I'm giving her all she's got. This is a Dodge minivan.
I am so sick of almost dying with you.
There she is. Come get your bot, baby.
David, me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, MINTMOBILE.com/ Hysteria, Hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ugh, why does that music always play when I get knocked out? Why is it so dark? Can't even see my hand. And why does... John?
Brent? Where are we? It's dark as... Are you seeing a little green dot that types everything you say?
I think so, yeah. Boobs, boobs, boobs. It says, say boobs, boobs, boobs. Oh, now it says, say it. Say boobs.
Ugh. Meet sex. You already live in a simulation. This should be easier for you. I have to calibrate your brains. Hold on, you're going to feel a little electric shock.
Ow!
Where are we?
This is not the lower fourth.
Why does the sky look all funky?
I don't know how to tell you this, but we almost died. I saved us. Well, Stacia saved us. I figured out where the drones were transmitting from and shot a distress call to her right as the van blew up.
My van blew up?
You're still alive.
Where are we?
You're safe, but not for long. Your bodies are currently being stored.
Our bodies?
You know that movie The Matrix?
Of course.
Well, for numerous copyright reasons, I can't say that's where you are, but think of it this way. Decker attacked us, and I was able to get away. She has your bodies hooked up to her nefarious machine.
Nefarious machine? What does it do?
Don't ask.
No, seriously, what does it do?
It slowly liquefies your internal organs while the electrical impulses from your brain provide a slow adrenochrome drip to Decker and her reptilian overlords.
What?
I told you not to ask. Anyway, while you teleported, I was able to put a patch in to save your brains. Your bodies are captured, but your minds are free here. I need you to work with me so I can get you out.
Where is here exactly?
Wait. Forget here. Where are our bodies?
The Hollow Earth.
What?
I'm multitasking. My physical body is trying to break you guys out of your mind prisons while this virtual representation of me guides you on this quest. That's why you don't see Kyle bolted to my chest.
No Kyle?
Thank me later.
Why did Stacia teleport us to the Hollow Earth?
Brent, no such thing.
It's the last thing Lisa said before we left home. It was the only place I could think of. Why couldn't one of you talk about going to Hooters or something?
C-Bot, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but why didn't you just teleport us back home?
You should appreciate where you are. Not everyone sees the Hollow Earth and lives. Well, I mean, technically you haven't made it out yet, but...
The Earth is not hollow.
Look, either the Earth is flat or it's hollow. And it sure as hell isn't flat. I don't know what to tell you, it's science.
It's a made-up conspiracy from some crackpot.
The Earth? Yeah, for sure.
My head is going to explode.
The good news is, I have a plan to get us back to the lower fourth. We just have to get to a spot where we can inject your brain code back into your bodies. Then I need to find the massive antenna array the Nazis built down here during World War II so I can call Stacia for a ride out of here. In the meantime, you have to stay ahead of the Sentinels.
Sentinels? This really is just like the Matrix.
No, that would be copyright infringement. These Sentinels look different.
How?
Use your imagination. It's an audio drama.
What?
We need to get moving. I found a memory in John's head to build a familiar world for him to navigate. Finding the way through is up to him.
What's that? That little house over there?
I am not walking onto some hillbilly's property just to get shot.
Well, waiting here isn't going to do anything. He said you're in charge, so for once, I'm actually going to let you lead.
You just don't want to be the first in line to get shot.
That's the spirit. Now let's go.
This thing is tiny. It looks more like a shed.
Well, let's see who's home.
I don't think anyone's been here for a long time. Look at the cobwebs. I feel like I've been here, but I... don't know why.
Maybe there's food in there. Sun's gonna go down, probably, eventually.
Not down here. It never...
Shut up, C-Bot. We're not in the Hollow Earth because... Never mind. Look, there's a little mailbox in front of the house. Might as well go see who lives here. Huh, it's a letter. It has my name on it. It says, oh my, stars and garters. It says, welcome to Zork, hello adventurer. In order to...
No time for reading. That'll only get us killed.
The door's boarded up.
Yes, of course it is. Because we're in Zork. Don't you get it?
No.
We're inside of a computer game.
A minute ago, you wouldn't believe the Earth was hollow, but now you think we're in an ancient computer game.
No, my favorite ancient computer game, to be precise. Seabot said he built a virtual representation of a world that only I could guide us through.
I beat Zork. I could get us out of here in 2 seconds.
I'm the captain now. Anyway, I don't remember everything, but I know at some point we get to use a glowing sword and fight trolls. Trolls, Brent!
I think he's broken.
How can you tell?
Okay, first we have to gently pry those boards off the door and sneak inside so we don't
step
alert
aside
the...
Step aside, meat sack. Knock, knock.
Seabot, there are monsters in there.
I'm only an avatar guide. Nothing can hurt me here.
Don't you mean nothing can hurt us here?
I said what I said.
Why couldn't you think of a cooler game like Tron or Spy Hunter or something?
Okay, so there's the first hallway. We have to be careful where we step because one of those stone tiles is covering up a trap that could...
I fell into this hole. Luckily, something soft broke my fall.
Get off of us!
I can't breathe!
What happened?
It's a spike pit. This is the first lethal trap in the house.
I think Seabot bent all the spikes down.
Don't fat shame me.
How do we get out?
Someone needs to grab my hang low.
No, there are no hang lows in Zork. I am not falling for that again.
We can loop it over that beam on the ceiling. Grab it.
No!
God, fine. I'll do it.
Pull it out more. Make it longer.
Knock it off.
I need enough slack to throw it up there. Why do you have to make it sound dirty? One of you throw it.
First try.
Brent really knows how to handle my hang low.
I'm gonna remove it when we get home.
Okay, I think we technically crashed into room 4. We should go back the way we came and then head east down this corridor. Yes, then around the corner and we should end up... Uh-huh, yep, that's it. The 3-door challenge. 2 doors are part of the adventure. I think one goes to a kitchen and one goes to a maze. Behind the other door lies death.
Dude, you're having way too much fun with this.
Whatever. Me and death are homies. You guys open those 2 doors. I'll get this one.
Awesome. Seabot's going to use his spectral vision analyzer to figure out which door is booby-trapped.
Nah, I'm just guessing. Did you say there are boobs behind one of these doors?
Just do it.
Brent, you take the middle. John, you take the right.
And we won't die?
If this goes wrong, you'll wish you were dead. Or maybe you'll have a simulated death, which is probably just like the real thing. Or...
Fuck it, I'm opening the door. Anything's better than listening to this. Hey, I found the kitchen.
Mine leads to a staircase. Now we know Seabot has the trap, so he doesn't have to...
Shit!
Whoa, that would have roasted us alive.
Too bad. I love the smell of bacon.
Check this sign out above the staircase. Beyond this door, the seeker finds the self. Huh. What do you think that means?
I don't know. Should go find out while me and Seabot raid the kitchen. I'm starving.
Seabot doesn't need food.
Technically, none of you need food as none of this is really happening.
But I'm still hungry.
Big shock.
John, it's Zork. You love Zork? You'll solve this faster without us getting in your way. So, you know, get to seeking, seeker.
Fine, do not leave the kitchen. And if you hear screams, come running. And don't drink anything in little vials. And if you find a cool sword, you have to let me have it. And don't eat any spotted mushrooms. And they're usually the cursed fungi of...
Blah, blah, blah. Just go.
Yeah, Mom. Just let us have fun in the kitchen. Get going. We'll see who finds something interesting first and meet up there.
Fine.
Man, there's so much food in here. And those utensils are giant. It's as if a really, really big person lives here.
How much do you remember about Zork?
I had the Choose Your Own Adventure books when I was little.
Little? Sure. I've seen your bedside table. You don't remember anything about this room? Is there something important we should be looking for?
Shouldn't you know? I mean, you had to recreate this whole construct to keep our minds stable.
Hey, just because I'm a bot, doesn't mean I speak every programming language ever written. Racist.
What?
Botist.
What are you?
Meatist. Or how about garden variety asshole?
Hey man, what's gotten into you?
Sorry. Multitasking is hard. While I'm in here keeping you stable, the real me is out there slaying meat sacks, planting bombs, and causing mass chaos in an underground reptilian bunker. It's way more exciting than this. In fact, I don't know why we've chosen to focus on this part of the adventure, really, when the best stuff...
Oh, shit! I found ham steaks! Fire up that grill!
Ugh. Fine. But only because I can use this cool glowing knife to cut the ham.
I think that's that sword John was talking about. Think we should tell him?
Do you want to tell John, or do you want to hack shit up with this cool-ass sword?
Good point. Wonder how he's doing.
Ooh, cold down here. A hall of mirrors. Crap! I think this was that room where you're supposed to have the garlic to confront the vampire that just pops out of a mirror. I'll just... Ow! My nose! Stupid glass walls. Stupid, easily breakable. Well, hey, this is kind of fun.
This is kind of fun.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Why isn't this reflection moving the same as me? Why does it have a goatee? I have a beard. And why am I talking out loud to myself so much? It's like this reflection is half a second behind me. Seabot! Brent! I think I need you to come down here.
They can't help you, Seeker. You have found yourself. And now you shall...
Smashy, smashy!
Ow! Whew.
Thought he'd never shut up. I'd never... Well, you get it.
You hit me in the ear.
This is like that cave in Empire when Luke has to confront his true self.
It's nothing like that.
Wait, you're me? A not-me-me?
Thanks for freeing me. Sentinel, go forth reporting. I've made the leap. I'm in the simulation, tracking the targets.
Copy that. We don't care about the meat. Just locate the robot so we can track his signal back to the Resistance headquarters.
I'll find them and keep them occupied until we get the signal lock.
And then, Seabot will finally be mine. Ours. I meant to say ours.
£500 of flour and milk. Wish John was here to see this.
I am here, best friends.
Hey, that was the basement.
Like a basement.
Hey, did you change your beard or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had a bathroom down there. I was feeling kind of scruffy, so I cleaned it up a little.
Weird.
It's a perfectly normal human thing to do.
He's got you there, Seabot. John, check it out. We found a cabinet full of flour and these huge drums of milk. I found a way to mix it all together. We're going to stick it in front of the flame door and fill this entire house up with bread.
Okay.
Okay? Really? I mean, normally you complain that I was doing something stupid and wasting our time and...
No, this is cool. Whatever keeps us in one place.
Whoa.
What's that?
There wasn't a phone in here before.
Ignore it. I'm sure it'll stop.
Hello?
Brent, can you hear me?
Lisa?
Yes? I've been trying to get a hold of you for... Seabot told me to call you because he needed...
Weird. That was Lisa. How did she know...
I got a signal through to the outside world. That's part one of the plan. The other part is going to be harder. I'm going to use Lisa's coordinates to map a path back to your brains.
What?
You're going to need to trust me. Open that back door. It should look like a long hallway that opens out onto a field. It's not going to last very long. We need to run across the field. There will be a door standing on its own on the far side. You get through that door, it'll activate a transportation mechanism, dropping you back into your minds in the Hollow Earth.
What about those, giant birds in the sky?
What? How did those get there? I programmed this tunnel as a safe transport.
It's almost like some other entity hacked your code in an effort to keep you in one spot.
We have to make a run for it.
Yes! But can we do the thing with the dough first? I bet it makes this whole house explode and it's gonna be smelling awesome.
I have a better idea. Cover me.
Cover you? You don't have guns?
No, cover me in dough. We need something to distract the birds. Just do it. No time for talking. Make me as doughy as you.
Hey!
I say it with love.
A little help would be nice, John.
I just thought standing still and doing nothing might be a better plan.
What? Get in this dough, we need you. Need. Dough. Get it?
Ugh.
Fine.
Okay, that's enough. Now, to get over by that flame door.
Damn it, that smells good. Can you imagine if we'd done the whole house?
This is perfect.
Holy shit, you look like if Mike from Jersey Shore fucked the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I think I look more like beloved action movie star Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You look like Steve Harvey ate Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
We have a problem.
Yeah, we do. I don't have a camera.
No. I didn't account for total breading. I baked over my thermal exhaust ports. My processor is overheating.
Does it matter? You said you're a virtual avatar of yourself.
There are rules to this whole thing. I have to function properly. If my avatar overheats, I lose connection and you're both on your own.
No, we need you here. For at least 5 more minutes. Where is it?
The vents for my thermal fans are on my back. A little ways off the floor.
Here?
That's it right there. Now eat my ass or I'll overheat. I need a hole back there. Stat.
Here goes.
Wait, John, this really isn't like you. You can just pull the breading off with your fingers.
It's funnier this way, though.
Just hold on.
And delicious.
Yeah. Tell me how my ass tastes. Phew. That's better. Temp's normal. Okay, get ready to run.
I really think we should just wait here. Maybe they'll go away.
We have to keep moving. The sentinels can track us, remember. Okay. You just need to sprint straight down the hall and out across that field. No time to think, just run.
I hate running. There has to be a better plan.
We have to get you back to the real world. They're closing in on us. You have a better idea?
Yes, I think...
It doesn't matter what you think!
The bot is going across that field to kick those birds' monkey asses. I'll see you two doughball jabronis on the other side.
If you smell...
What the bot is cooking.
I know we spent the day in a simulation inside the Hollow Earth and we're on the run from reptilians, but that was really weird. Anyway, let's hustle. Those giant birds are really eating the shit out of Seabot.
You should go help him. Help him stand very, very still.
No, I think he can make it. We follow his plan. Let's get through that door. Run!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Want to be sure you always look your best? The Reflections LED Rose Gold Makeup Mirror from Conair makes it easy with all the features you need to groom and apply makeup with precision. Lifetime LED lighting won't ever dim or diminish. No replacement bulbs needed. One-time magnification provides a full view or 10 times magnification for close-up tweezing and details. Designed with a beautiful rose gold finish, the mirror rotates at 360 degrees with a 7.5-inch viewing surface to attend to every feature. Makes a great gift. Go to Conair.com for the Reflections LED Rose Gold Makeup Mirror now.
It's dark in here. Do we just wait for him or... Seabot!
You damn right.
How did you get away and why are you wearing a cape made of feathers?
Birds love bread. I figured out how to talk to them. They've accepted me as one of their gods now.
Well, where do we go from here?
What if we go back outside? You said the birds like you, and it's really hard to triangulate a signal in here.
Why would we need to...
Both of you quiet. Listen. We're about to make the leap back through the quantum barrier. Your minds will snap out of this virtual world and back into the real one. Once you wake up, we have to move. We'll be in the Hollow Earth. The sentinels will be on our asses and we won't have much time. I have a getaway ride waiting for us. We can't make the leap yet. Something is wrong with John's signal. He's here, but his brain signal is far away, back at the house.
Oh, yeah, I thought it would be safer there, so I was going to leave it and then grab it when you were ready. And why don't we go back?
Wait.
And...
I think we had some lag. It's getting closer now. Closing in. Closer.
Who's there?
Let me in, you idiot, before these birds eat me!
Wait, John? Then who is...
That's not me, it just looks like me.
No, maybe you look like me.
That's basically what I said.
The fuck is happening right now?
Signal lock. Downloading now. Get ready.
Whoa. Oh, I just had the weirdest dream.
Not a dream. You're in the Hollow Earth.
Yes, and you were like baked into a dough body for some reason.
And I looked like the Rock.
No, it was...
Exactly like the Rock. We have to move. Where's John?
I just had the weirdest dream where there was this evil version of me.
What is with you two? This isn't the time for exposition. We need to get out of here. They're after us.
You've been keeping Kyle safe?
Yeah, thanks a pant load for turning him into my moobs. He's been deactivated this whole time. I'm still getting vital signals, so he's alive. I just don't know what we need to do to bring him back. And I'd like to keep it that way as long as possible.
Wait, Brent!
What the hell? Another John?
Not another John. Your John is not John. He's a non-John. I'm John.
No, I'm John. You're a non-John.
You're a non-John, John. I mean, non-John.
I can settle this.
Whoa.
Where did you get that gun?
I told you. I've been having a kick-ass adventure this whole time. Way better than that game of Dork.
Zork!
Darn. That was supposed to be the test that let me figure out which one of you to shoot. Figures you're both nerds.
He clearly has a goatee. That's the evil...
Dance, you jive turkey.
Whoa! Whoa! John ran away. One of them, anyway.
No, John's here, and non-John's gone.
Non-John's gone?
You guys know I'm me, right?
Say something that only John would know.
I know that... Last Halloween, you wore your replica Green Lantern costume and ran around punching kids and stealing their candy while shouting, "Welcome to Coast City, bitches!"
Well, I mean, anyone could have guessed that, probably.
Embarrassing Brent is enough proof for me.
Can we just keep moving? Let's go through this door.
Whoa!
John, look at this hat rack. Two fedoras, two black trench coats, that little shelf with red lipstick?
Men in Black!
But not the copyrighted ones.
Is this their headquarters?
There's more going on here than you could imagine. The reptilians hoard the world's greatest treasures in the Hollow Earth. Trophies won in battle. Weapons yet to be deployed. You know, fun stuff.
Just a single photo of this room would prove so many conspiracy theories. Look at all this stuff!
We left behind a ton of treasure at Area 52. All that action with nothing to show the world what great adventurers we are.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
There's always time for looting.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree. It's plundering time.
Throw on a trench coat and start filling your pockets. Oh, a little bastard in a jar.
A baby Mothman in a jar.
Rasputin's dong in a jar. Dibs.
Dibs?
I'm taking the dong. You know, for science.
What about this little vial here? It's marked KV571, deliver to, and then it's blank.
You should probably leave it.
You're right. I mean, a little vial like this, what's the worst they could do with it?
Let me see that. There.
It says deliver to somewhere in Europe. What does that even mean?
You'll find out.
What about this? Is this another one of those cerebral interface thingamajigs, whatever, from Area 52?
It's a chronovisor. We can look into the future to see how this all ends.
It ends with a bunch of dead meat sacks if we don't hustle.
It's attached to an old computer. Is this the thing that was running Zork?
You probably shouldn't touch that.
I didn't touch it. I just pointed at it. Hey, Brent, your name keeps repeating on the screen over and over.
Hello again. Thanks for holding still long enough for us to triangulate on Kyle.
I told you there was no time for looting.
None of you need to get hurt.
We're getting tired of hearing you on speaker. Why don't you come out and face us?
You will follow my guards to our extraction chamber so we can... Brent? Brent? Did one of you touch the chronovisor? There's a sign that specifically says, for display only.
I didn't touch it. I just pointed at it like this.
See... How did you do that?
I think my finger has magical powers.
That bought us some time, but I can hear the soldiers trying to dig through the rubble. What do we do now?
I just blew a hole in the wall with my mega finger. Let's go that way.
It was me, you dumbasses.
Baby!
Whoa! Lisa!
Mega finger my ass? Wait, that came out wrong. I set off that explosion. Follow me if you want to live.
What are you doing here?
No time. Let's go.
Why are you wearing sexy chainmail armor?
Do you want to get out of here, or is it story time? There's a tunnel this way. It'll get us farther from these maniacs, but I'm not sure which way to go.
I have the weirdest boner right now.
Hey!
No. Look.
Oh, nasty.
Gross.
Is that a dick in a jar?
Not just any dick. It's Rasputin's hog. Look.
God.
Ooh, it touched me. It touched me.
I'm going to throw up.
I thought it would grow bigger if I took it out.
Come on, dude.
It's not a dong.
Could have fooled me.
It's an ancient map. Rasputin knew about the Hollow Earth. He was the first human lieutenant of the Reptilians. He designed the initial cave system that still exists today. This is the map. He put a mystic curse on it and shaped it in a way that nobody would want to touch.
Mission accomplished.
It needs to be soaked in a special serum to unfurl.
Did you happen to steal any serum back there?
Someone needs to pee on it. Anyone. It needs biological agents to reactivate. Brent.
No way.
No, don't look at me.
Hell no.
Believe me, if I could, I would have pissed on you all a long time ago. Maybe spit on it.
Fine.
Yeah. I think it moved. Do it again. You need to get the whole thing slick.
Okay, no, I'm not doing it.
You want to die down here?
Wait, isn't your bot booze like 20% hobo pee?
30%. And I prefer the term free-range stank juice. Class it up.
Hey, dummy, just pour some bot booze on it.
I was saving it for later. For a special occasion.
What occasion?
To commemorate that time I got drunk later.
Listen to me. I don't want to override your programming, so I'm going to ask you nicely one time to extend your little nozzle. And...
It's not little. It's just cold in here.
What are you waiting for?
I can't go if you're all watching me.
Oh, for the love of...
Just come over here and let him do his thing. Now that we got a second, Lisa, how did you get here?
Right after you guys left, our Alexa started going crazy. Locking doors, flushing toilets, opening and closing windows. It was nuts. My computer started a video chat, and I saw you guys in that room with all those soldiers. Then, I get a weird text from an unknown number. Some chick named Stacia says, I need to stand very still. This tube opened up in the wall with a huge boom, and I got sucked in, and here I am.
That explains how you got here, but what about the sexy armor?
I'm actually okay with the sexy armor.
I was working on my Renfare stuff. Good thing, because it looks like we're in for a fight.
So you believe me now, right? About Area 52?
No, that sounds like horseshit. You came home covered in glitter.
Oh, that was me. I was throwing us a victory parade in the van. Totally not stripper glitter. Anyway, I finished tragically wasting my bot boost to save your precious lives. Here.
Wow. Really was a map.
I'm still not touching it.
No need. I'm uploading it into memory now. Done. Follow me. Okay, we're almost at the end of the tunnel. If this map is correct, we're going to come out at the base of a Nazi antenna array that allowed the reptilian overlords to communicate with topside Earth.
And then what?
We put a call in to Stacia and she gets us home.
What if they're waiting for us on the other side?
Then you die fighting.
Don't you mean we?
Ha. Huh. No, I'm Eternal Man. I keep telling you.
Ugh, I'm opening the door. Death is better than listening to this buckethead.
Look at all these planes. This is like a collection of every UFO ever seen.
There's the access computer. I'm going to call Stacia. You guys hide before the bad guys show up.
Oh, we're already here.
Yikes!
What's happening?
Somebody needs to put a bell on you. You scared the crap out of us.
I was trying to scare the crap out of you.
Oh. Okay, then. Good job.
Wait. Why are there two Johns?
That's a non-John.
A non-John?
Like an alternate universe John? You know, a non-John. We thought non-John was gone. Seabot shot at him, and he ran.
How do you know this isn't the non-John?
It's easy. You can smell the difference.
That is not a thing!
Shoot. Thought that would have worked.
You'll notice I finished cloning in a full beard. Thanks for the suggestion. Now you'll never tell us apart.
Well, I mean, you're up there and John's down here, so...
Hey, why are you trying to kill us right now?
Because I'm connected to their mainframe. I've almost made contact with Stacia, and Kyle is 90% clear of whatever they did to him.
See?
And as soon as you unlink from that computer, we're going to kill your friends and take you down. You can't escape. You might as well surrender.
Why are you doing all of this?
Why?
It's all part of the plan. You escaped from me once, but I put a tracking signal into Kyle to watch your movements and see your communications. You reach so many people every week. You've created one of the best spy networks we Reptoids have ever had. Once Kyle collected the information we needed, we started our two-phase plan. Step one, perfecting a clone body of John Goforth.
Step two, use Brent's Alexa to gain control of every aspect of Brent's life, watching his every move.
Oh God, every move?
Yes, and in hindsight, I really wish we hadn't. Step three, once you were comfortable enough to leave Alexa on, we used her to send subtle signals via internet ads, song playlists, and movie suggestions, until subconsciously, John would feel the irresistible urge to travel. Step four, with John out of the way, Kyle activated a signal to give Seabot the idea to fly him into the atmosphere, thus becoming the perfect antenna for us to locate him.
The powerful one has need of something in Seabot's head. While I was waiting for my chance to take over John's life, I reprogrammed our entire drone army so Seabot can't control them. He is a sworn enemy of bot kind now.
We didn't want any witnesses, so we chased you with our drones, knowing you'd use Stacia to travel somewhere safe. We knew she'd choose our very own Hollow Earth, hoping to hide you right under our noses. Now that you're here, we can separate you from Seabot, dismantle him, and finally integrate him into our plan to take over the planet.
That seems needlessly elaborate.
Plus, you're relying on a lot of coincidences that have to happen perfectly for any of this to work.
I mean, why not just send a drone to my house to kidnap Seba?
Look, I didn't make the plan. I'm just the messenger.
But you have to agree, this whole thing sounds really implausible and stupid.
You're implausible and stupid.
I worked on this for a very long time. I made so many vision boards. You have no idea all the work.
Hey, can we just take a mulligan here and pretend none of this happened? I mean, you stay in your little evil realm and we'll go home. Boom, everyone's happy.
I made contact with Stacia. She just needs a few minutes to lock onto our signals. You should keep them talking. If they attack now, I might lose my connection.
Why did you say that part out loud, you Nimrod?
Drones, attack!
Duck!
Good thing I kept a few attack crows from the Zork realm.
Attack crows?
Just go with it.
They're taking out the drones!
Everybody else, take some guns. Start shooting.
Lisa, get behind me! Lisa?
Did you know she was such a good shot?
She's really enjoying this. It's kind of scary.
Suck it.
John, behind you.
Aha!
Seabot, I need a hand. John's fighting non-John and I don't know who to shoot.
Kill the one with the goatee.
They both have beards.
Kill the one with the beard.
Come on, dude.
Seriously? You've known me for how long and you can't tell the difference here?
I was just about to say that.
Shut up. Shoot him.
No, him.
This is going to be embarrassing. only the real John would know. Back in 2002, we went on a camping trip and John...
Oh hell no, I don't need to know where this is going.
You shot one of them.
How did you know?
Know what?
That I'm the real John.
You're the what now?
You do know that I'm the real John, right?
Does it matter? You're both annoying. I just didn't want to hear about your brokeback camping trip.
What? No! Perfectly innocent question. But only John would know.
Nope.
Did you shoot my clone?
It was a clone of John, not you.
That's what I meant, you heartless clod. He was like a child to me. I'm going to kill you all.
What happened?
Stacia couldn't lock onto us, so she just transported every bot and reptoid signal in the room somewhere else.
Like outer space, so they'll all die?
I think just to the other room over there.
Why? I thought robots were advanced intelligence. Why can't you think just two steps ahead?
Well, I don't see you transporting us out of here. Stacia is about to open our portal. Somebody grab John's clone corpse. I want to play dress up.
Do not touch that thing.
And this time, I've learned my lesson. We're going to Hooters.
Nice.
Awesome.
Really?
I'm starving.
Well, another job well done, Decker.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, the powerful one will not be pleased, and I'm not pleased.
Understood. I can make this right. I just need one more chance.
Did I not warn you about making your plan needlessly elaborate?
Yes.
Decker, the powerful one will have both our heads if we don't come through this time. We can't fail. They have a portal to the Hollow Earth, our base of operations. The powerful one, he's coming. You will fix this.
Yes, sir.
Luckily, one of us was smart enough to make a useful clone. Throw him in the portal before it closes. Fix this.
Fix it. Fix it. After cheese muffins.
Thanks for listening to Hysteria 51, the podcast, the movie, the sequel. This has been a joint production from Radio Los Angeles and Fourth Hand Productions, written by Michael Paul Gonzalez. Hey, that's me. Featuring the voices of Brent Hand as Brent Hand, John Goforth as John Goforth, Lisa Hand as Producer Lisa, Conspiracy Bot, Kyle the Robot, Alexandra Biankowska as Decker, Tim Longhurst as British Announcer Guy, and Evil John Goforth as Evil John Goforth. Hey, wait, how can we tell? Yeah? Okay. Credits for music and sound effects can be found on the episode page at hysteria51.com. If you like the show, drop us a line on the Facebook page, Hysteria Nation, or on Twitter at Hysteria51Pod. If you didn't like the show, let me tell you what I think.
It doesn't matter what you think!
The only thing that matters is the opinion of the meat sack beating, pie eating, jet flying, death defying, one and only people's bot.
If you smell!
Wait, did you just say meat sack beating? Oh man.
Shut up, jabroni. Is there more of this? I hate cliffhangers.
The guys will be back with the regularly scheduled insanity next week. And yes, the end is nigh for this trilogy. How nigh? So nigh. So nigh.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.